Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
George Roth, a marine ecologist at the CSIRO, has been documenting the transformation of coral in the Great Barrier Reef.
Fortunately, I had to be there in December, right where the mass spawning was. And during that time, these reefs were in amazing condition, some of the healthiest reef that I've seen in 10 to 15 years. And following the mass spawning and the onset of the summer, these degree heating weeks, the summer sea surface temperatures started to warm. And when we arrived back in March, we were expecting some degree of bleaching, but we were surprised at how much bleaching we saw.
He says the changes, which took place over 3 months, were stark.
It's striking to see the level of damage that can be done. I mean, it's emotive, but I think that for me, having been working on reefs for over 2 decades, it's seeing what we expected to play out in 2050 and 2060 occurring now.
Lisa Schindler, another marine ecologist, has also been diving in the Great Barrier Reef for the past 20 years. She says her latest trip was an emotional one.
It's the first time I've gone for a dive and then not wanted to get back in because I just found it really confronting and really this level of grief that I haven't felt before.
The UN World Heritage Site is in the grips of another mass bleaching event, the phenomenon beginning in the late 90s. There have been 7 in total and 5 have occurred in the past 8 years. And while we won't know the severity of this latest mass bleaching until later this year, new data suggests more than 80% of the reef is under heat stress. Coral bleaching is triggered when ocean temperatures warm past a threshold they can tolerate. Roger Beeden is from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority.
So when we start having this prolonged heat stress, that's when that relationship breaks down. The corals push out the algae. And then the problem for the coral is it's still alive at that point. But if it doesn't, temperatures don't come back soon enough, then essentially it doesn't have enough energy.
There is hope for recovery, scientists say, but the scale of heat stress across the reef should serve as a wake-up call. The Climate Council's Dr. Simon Bradshaw says it underscores the urgency to drive down climate pollution.
Likened this most recent bleaching event to the devastating Black Summer bushfires of 2019-2020 to give a sense of the scale of the area that's been affected. This is a consequence of severe marine heat waves driven by climate change, driven by the burning of coal, oil and gas.
Minister for the Environment Tanya Plibersek says efforts are being made to address climate change.
Of course, we're concerned, very concerned, about the bleaching event on the Great Barrier Reef, but it's in line, sadly, with what's happening with reefs all around the world. It's why we've got our target to get to net zero by 2050. It's why we've legislated the safeguards mechanism. It's why we've got our 82% renewable energy target.
Last year, global average ocean temperatures hit record levels. Warming waters have triggered a fourth global bleaching event, according to the US National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the coordinator of the organization's Coral Reef Watch program, Derek Manzello, has this warning.
It's likely that in a few weeks' time, this event will officially be the most spatially extensive global coral bleaching event on record.
El Niño, a natural climate event, contributed to record ocean temperatures. Significant coral bleaching has been reported in at least 54 countries and territories since the beginning of 2023. Curbing local pollution and coastal development can assist coral resilience, scientists say, but cutting greenhouse gas emissions key to its survival. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.